This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 o'clock. A local woman from Silt has gone missing. Claudia Ruiz, age 44, was last seen Saturday boarding a Roaring Fork Transit Authority bus. Her son, Eliel, says she has a history of mental health issues and may seem confused or even be using her maiden name, Perez. According to the Post-Independent, her family says this is not the first time she has gone missing, but never for so long. She was last seen wearing a blue jacket, a white skirt, and white flip-flops. She has brown hair, brown eyes, and a fair complexion. Anyone with information should contact their local police department. Colorado's Division of Insurance says the federal government has approved the state's request to consolidate its geographic rating areas for health insurance. These insurance regions were created as part of the Affordable Care Act, and they're used by insurance companies to set premiums. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has given the okay for Colorado to consolidate its 11 geographic regions for health insurance to 9 next year. The state's Division of Insurance will combine 4 rural areas into 2 larger ones while keeping 7 established urban areas. Vincent Plymel with the Division of Insurance says the goal of the reshaping is to spread the risks and costs of healthcare over a larger population.
The hope is that this will reduce some of the variations across regions in terms of health insurance premiums.
Under the consolidation, Garfield, Eagle, Summit, and Pitkin counties will be added to the Western Slope region to create an area that will consist of 21 counties. Earlier this year, a Kaiser Family Foundation report found those 4 counties known as the Colorado Mountain Resort region had the highest health insurance premiums in the country. Also under the reshaping, the Northeast and Southeast rating areas will be combined into a single region that will consist of 26 counties. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
State Trooper Eugene Hoffecker was released from the hospital last week. Hoffecker was shot twice earlier this month during a routine traffic stop. Hoffecker and fellow trooper Shane Gosnell were driving to a training May 8th when they saw a truck on the side of the road. They stopped to help. The driver, Thomas Orlean, shot Hoffecker twice. Gosnell then shot and killed Orlean. The case is being investigated by the Garfield Sheriff's Department. They hope to release developments early next week. Anyone near Montrose might see some smoke rising from the south today. The U.S. Forest Service is in the middle of a prescribed burn. The burn is taking place about 15 miles southwest of Montrose and will cover a little over a square mile of forest. The goal of the burn is not only to reduce the fuels, the brush, the dead wood that can build up and create massive wildfires, but also to stimulate the ponderosa pine. Before European colonization, fires were common for ponderosa forests, occurring every 5 to 20 years. They're extremely resistant to fire and can sometimes survive a complete torching during a fire. When fires are unnaturally suppressed, this big resistance becomes less of an advantage. Fir trees and other pines can overtake the ponderosa, changing the forest ecology drastically. The Forest Service plans for the burn to last until Thursday, but it may be shorter or longer, that depending on the weather. More large air tankers from the federal government will be available this year to fight wildfires. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack visited Colorado on Tuesday and says the department will add 4 new air tankers to the fleet. Benta Berkeland has more from the state capitol.
The additions will bring the national fleet up to 21 air tankers. Secretary Vilsack says it's still not enough given the country's severe wildfire risk.
We've already had 23,140 forest fires. That's an extraordinary number, but it is really just, unfortunately, just the tip of the iceberg as we see our forests under attack.
Vilsack says climate change has increased the number of pests and diseases, the fire season is longer, and he adds that millions of homes are at risk because more people live near forests.
There's no question that as these fires become more intense and are longer in duration, it stretches our air support.
The lack of federal air support was one reason Colorado lawmakers passed a bill this year to create a state aerial firefighting fleet. Paul Cook directs the Colorado Office of Fire Prevention and Control. He says he expects Colorado's $20 million aerial fleet to be up and running later this summer.
I think we've made significant in roads, and I really encourage us to take a look at developing a cohesive strategy for the state where we can bring all of our players together and map out what the next steps are. What do we have to do to address the problem?
As for this year's fire season, Cook says it's too early to predict, but he says he's been told it will be moderate.
But an average fire season in Colorado is 3,000 wildfires, still 100,000 acres burned. So we're hopeful we'll have a mild fire season, but we're preparing for the worst.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture also announced plans to invest a little over $12 million to remove and collect forest products to use as an energy source. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A grand jury in Denver just indicted five men on 66 counts, including racketeering, theft, money laundering, tax evasion, crimes against at-risk adults, and exploitation of at-risk adults. Emmanuel Broadway, Rodney Jackson, Michael Sullivan, Ricky Jean Fite, and his father, Ricky Dean Fite, are alleged to have run a paving and roofing scam that targeted the elderly. Attorney General Suthers claims the men ran a, quote, fly-by-night operation where they would approach the elderly unsolicited with an incredible deal and often start work without the homeowner's permission. He claims that they would charge thousands of dollars for egregiously substandard work. They're accused of operating the scam through rural neighborhoods in counties of Arapaho, Boulder, Delta, Jefferson, Larimer, Mesa, Montrose, Weld, and Ouray counties. Suthers also says that when confronted, the men would become abusive and aggressive, with one instance where the younger Ricky Jean Fite caused pain and injury to an older gentleman after knocking him to the ground with his truck. This is the first case the Attorney General is prosecuting under the state's new elder abuse law. The law recognizes seniors as at-risk community and brings harsher penalties for victimizing them. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.